This is Martin Compton with a few comments on using audio feedback for the purposes of lesson observation. So the idea would be that instead of perhaps typing extensive prose and really detailed observation reports, that those observation reports themselves, the paper-based versions, focus on the real salient points and the development areas, and that the broader commentary is done in audio format. The reason that I would perhaps suggest this as a suitable medium is that in the wider research and in my own research, I've found that audio feedback is particularly well received, that it enables you to layer on emphasis and nuance that isn't necessarily available to you in the typed word. And it enables you to say a heck of a lot more sometimes in a very short space of time. So it's a time-saving mechanism for you. There are a number of ways that you can do it. You can do it directly from your PC as long as you've got a microphone. Or my preference is to use my own iPhone, which I use for everything. The way that I do it is I use the basic voice recording tool, which I set to record, I give it a name, and then I'll email it to myself from my iPhone. Now the difficult bit is putting it into a format that is going to be suitable for the recipient to access, because what you want is something that you can share quite easily. Now with audio files, you're finding that the megabytes are piling up quite quickly. So the way that I get around that is once I've emailed this quite large file to myself, what I'll do is then I'll go to a website called zamzar.com, Z-A-M-Z-A-R. And on there, in a pretty easy to use interface, you're able to convert file type from one format to another. So the files generated from my iPhone or any other recording device, it could be an Olympus digital recorder or whatever, I can upload it to that site and request that it converts it to MP3 format. Now the reason why I think it's good to put it into MP3 format is because most people have an MP3 player, some kind of device that will enable them to play it, and even if they don't, they can play it on their PC anyway. So you convert it on zamzar.com and you'll receive an email, and then you can access the file that's been converted into MP3. Then the next stage is either, I mean, of course you can email these files to people, but we're talking about big files. So my advice would be to create an account on a website called box.net or on dropbox.com. And these are places online where you can host all your files and access them from anywhere that's got an internet connection. And the best thing about those as well is that you can restrict access. So you can invite one named individual to share that file with you. If you wanted to open it out to anyone else, you can then go on and do that by email invitation. So it's online, but it's only available to the people that you invite to hear it. So a number of reasons why you might want to use it. Time saving is one of the best ones for me, but also because I found that the quality of the feedback is much better received, and it can get lost in a typed observation report. The nuance is there, the inflection, the intonation, it just makes a difference to the way in which it's received. And it might sound a little bit tricky, but once you've done it once or twice, you can see how quickly you can do it in subsequent occasions, and it genuinely is a labour-saving technique. So it's record, email to yourself if you're using a recording device, or upload it directly to your machine, convert on Zamzar to MP3 format, and then host on box.net or dropbox.com or a similar site, and send securely to the recipient. I hope that's what you were after. Thanks very much.